Chapter 2. I had been in a good mood for writing, but now I felt uncomfortable. Then, as I picked up my pen, Lettice Prothero wandered in. Lettice is a pretty girl, tall and fair and delicate. She came through the glass door, pulled off her little yellow hat, and said, "Is Dennis about?" There is a path from Old Hall, where she lives, to our garden gate, so most people coming from there come to the study window instead of going along the road to the front door. "Dennis said he was going to play tennis at your place. He said you had asked him." Lettice sat down on the sofa.
"I think I did, only that was Friday, and today is Tuesday."
"It's Wednesday," I said.
"Oh, then is Griselda here?"
"She's in the studio with Lawrence Redding."
"There's been some trouble about him," said Lettice. "With father."
"What about?" I asked.
"About him painting my picture. I was wearing my bathing dress. Father found out about it. It really is stupid. I go on the beach in my bathing dress, but now father won't allow Lawrence into the house. If I had some money, I would go away. If father died, then I would be all right."
"You must not say things like that, Lettice."
"Well, I'm not surprised my mother left him. Do you know, for years I believed she was dead. I wonder where she is. Father's new wife, Anne, hates me."
She got up.
"I must go. I said I would look at Dr. Stone's barrow."
And she wandered out again and across the garden. I thought about Dr. Stone, who was a well-known archaeologist. He had come to stay at the Blue Boar Inn while he examined an old burial ground on Colonel Prothero's land. There had already been a disagreement between them. I wondered how Lettice would get on with Dr. Stone's secretary. Miss Cram is a healthy young woman with pink cheeks and a loud voice. She is the complete opposite of Lettice. I had one more interruption. My curate, Hawes, wanted to know if my interview with Prothero had anything to do with him. I told him that it had not. Then I saw that the hands of the clock pointed to 4:45, which meant that it was really 4:30. So I got up and went to the sitting room. Four ladies holding teacups were gathered there with Griselda. I sat down between Miss Marple and Miss Weatherby.
"We were just talking," said Griselda, "about Dr. Stone and Miss Cram."
"No nice girl would do it," Miss Weatherby said.
"Do what?" I asked.
"Be a secretary to an unmarried man."
"Oh, my dear," said Miss Marple, "I think married ones are the worst."
"Don't you think," said my wife,
"that Miss Cram might just like having an interesting job?" There was silence. Then Miss Marple patted Griselda's arm.
"You think the best of everyone. But do you really think she is attracted to that boring old man?"
Griselda said.
"He got angry with Colonel Prothero the other day," said Miss Marple. "The Colonel accused him of knowing nothing about archaeology."
"How like Colonel Prothero, and what nonsense!" said Mrs. Price Ridley.
"Very like Colonel Prothero, but perhaps it was not nonsense,"
said Miss Marple.
We do sometimes trust people too easily.
There has also been some talk about that young artist, Mr. Redding, hasn't there?
Said Miss Weatherby.
Did Lettice tell you about it?
Miss Marple asked me.
I saw her go round to the study window.
Miss Marple lives next door and sees everything, usually when she is gardening. She mentioned it, yes, I admitted.
Oh,
cried Miss Weatherby.
And I saw Dr. Haydock coming out of Mrs. Lestrange's cottage.
Perhaps she's ill,
suggested Mrs. Price Ridley.
No,
said Miss Hartnell.
I saw her walking round her garden this afternoon.
She and Dr. Haydock may be old friends,
said Mrs. Price Ridley.
Yes, I do know, said Griselda.
Everyone leaned forward.
That when they were abroad, her husband was killed, and Dr. Haydock rescued her.
The excitement rose. Then Miss Marple said,
Bad girl, if you make things up, people often believe them, and sometimes that leads to problems.
I wonder if there is a romance between the artist Lawrence Redding and Lettice Protheroe,
said Miss Weatherby.
Not Lettice,
Miss Marple seemed thoughtful.
But perhaps another person.
She was looking at Griselda as she spoke, and I suddenly felt very angry. Don't you think, Miss Marple, I said, that problems may be caused by careless talk?
Dear Vicar, said Miss Marple, careless talk is often unkind, but it is also often true.